Agatha Raisin, The Witch's Tree, Agatha Raisin, Book 28, written by M.C. Beaton and read by Penelope Keith.
Chapter 1. The evening was not going well. The late Agatha Christie would have been amazed to learn that she was destined to be the ruin of some genteel dinner parties. After a move to a village in the Cotswolds, otherwise intelligent people can become keen to do the village thing, getting ideas of what it should be like from her detective stories. That was why Sir Edward Chumble and his wife, Tiffany, had invited the vicar of St. Edmund in the nearby village of Sumpton Harcourt and his wife to dinner.
"I mean, one is supposed to invite the vicar," said Tiffany.
The other guests were Tiffany's friend Jane Oliver, an odd woman with a look of perpetual bad temper, an elderly judge, Lord Thurkettle, and two bright young things, Brenda and Benji Gentry, who were in fact in their 40s, but chasing perpetual youth. The vicar, Rory Harris, was not meek and scholarly. He was built like a rugby prop and had a deep, commanding voice. His wife, Molly, was a truly glamorous redhead, and that put Tiffany, who regarded herself as the fairest of them all, in a vicious temper. The Chumbles had recently moved to the Cotswolds, and Sir Edward was determined to play the role of squire. But no one touched their forelocks at his approach. In fact, the locals seemed to find him a bit of a hoot. He had retired from the Foreign Office after a brief stint as ambassador in some former part of the Soviet Union that no one seemed to have heard of. As ambassador, he had hoped to hold grand receptions in a palatial mansion. But the embassy was like a modern bungalow, and the locals were insolent. By moving to the Cotswolds, he fantasized about being head of a little fiefdom, gracious tennis parties, strawberries and cream, and all that other lovely old England business. But the village, Cuckleton, although pretty enough, showed a marked lack of interest in the newcomers. To even be considered not worth gossiping about was a sad blow. Although the vicar and his wife were more down to earth, they had still been rather startled by the grimness of their village, Sumpton Harcourt. It was little more than a hamlet, a group of thatched cottages huddled around a pond, dominated by a blasted oak called the Witch's Tree. It was said that there had once been a coven in the village. Tiffany recognised the dress Molly was wearing because she had seen it hanging up in a supermarket in Evesham, priced at a mere £15. "So clever of you not to waste money on clothes, Molly," she cooed across the table. One of the talents necessary to being a good vicar's wife was the capacity to tell blatant lies.
"You mustn't tease me," said Molly. "You know this is Armani. I am just too shockingly expensive, haven't I, darling?"
"Worth the money," boomed her husband. "Prettiest woman in the room."
Tiffany took another slug of carefully decanted South African hearty red and said, "So sorry, but darling, it does look like a Primark one I saw in Tesco's."
"Poor you," said Molly. "I wouldn't be seen dead in Tesco's. Of course, Foreign Office's pensions must be too dire."
A maid, hired for the evening, came in with a trolley of coffee. Tiffany had hired her from a card on the post office bulletin board. The maid was called Mrs. Batterty, and she looked to be in her 90s, which in fact she was, being 95 years old and creaking with arthritis. She was almost bent double. Pink scalp showed through her thinning white hair. Rory leapt to his feet to take coffee cups from her trembling hands. When she had tottered from the room, Tiffany said, "I didn't know she was going to be so old, now did I?"